Sport.co.nz.
Always kaming may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program. Servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas!
In 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Viva Big Señor! Viva Big Señor! Viva Big Señor!
Daghang salamat, O Señor Santo Niño, sa mahal mo nga panalangin, alam ka na mo. Kadasing ugkalikun sa pagtubo, kaluoy ug pasay lugihatan mo. Dayon ka, himayaon ka, sa tanan nga panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka. Dayon ka, himayaon ka, daghang salamat, viva Big Señor. Nagkahiusa ang tanan sa paghalad, o pagdawat sa santos nga pagkalawat. Bugmag kalinaw ni Jesus atong nadawat, Santo Niño kami magpasalamat. Dayon ka, himayaon ka, sa tanan nga panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka. Dayon ka, daghang salamat, viva Big Señor! Isang yaw ang iyang kadayanan, ipaambit ang hukma sa tanan, sa tanan. Daghang salamat, O Señor Santo Niño, sa mahal mo na panalangin, alam ka na mo. Simbahon ka, awitan ka, dayon ka, himayaon ka, daghang salamat, viva Big Señor, daghang salamat, viva Big Señor.
Thank you.
saysay ng aking paglalakbay, kundi sa iyo.
Good evening, Auckland. Kumusta ka mong tanan ng akong dinhang mga mahal nga tagpaminaw sa atong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM. Maayong gabi o kumusta na dito sa atong tanang mga kaigsunan o kahigalaan din sa Auckland o sa gawa sa Auckland City. Anihanasab kita sa atong ngayong alagad, walang iba si Tito Oscar. Ning ining atong programa kada Sabado sa hapon from 5:55 p.m. to 6:40 din sa 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial. Tita Miriam,
magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat at nandito na naman po kami sa Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. As Tito Oscar said, kumusta ang lahat natin mga tagapagtangkilik sa ating programang itong Pilipinas Mabuhay? Kumusta ang inyong mga trabaho? Kumusta ang mga bata sa eskwela? Kumusta ang ating mga babies? Those who are the mothers staying home with the babies, I'm pretty sure you are enjoying your lovely babies. Ano? And all the cuddles from daddy when daddy comes home. And tonight, we will once again share with you some beautiful reflections that would give an insight into some day-to-day happenings or perhaps some most recent happenings within our surroundings. So stay with us here, 104.6 Planet FM. This is your Tita Miriam.
Sa aking padala, tila ako'y nandiyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin.
Kumusta dito sa atong mga Adiko Boys sa same project? Inyon yung kaninggit patukaron ako para ni sa atong mga kaigsuunan nga karpintero din sa Auckland. How are you? Western Union yung nagtawag sa inyong padala sa ato. I don't usip kita kada simana.
Kayo'y aking kapili. Sa aking padala, kayo'y
kailangang umalis upang makita ang katuparan. Sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo'y nagtungo baunay pag-ibig mula sa mahal mong naiwanan. Nagbaka sakaling matupad ang iyong hangarin. Sa iyong pagsisikap naganap ang iyong galing ng Pinoy.
those who have fears. Fear of fear itself, fear of failure, or fear of rejection. Never give up. Transform fear into action. I came across this very beautiful article written by a motivational speaker and author of 6 inspirational books by the name of Derek Clark. And he said, Brendan Francis, an Irish poet and author, once said, many of our fears are tissue paper thin, and a single courageous step would carry us clear through them. So many people are held back by fear. Fear is nothing more than a thought. Fear is meant to hold you back. Fear makes us uncomfortable with trying something outside the box. We seem to place limitations on ourselves, afraid of both the possible and the impossible. Why is this? Perhaps you can ask ourselves. In a few words, fear of failure, fear of rejection, and what others might think of us. We need to overcome these mental blocks, busting right through them. There is freedom found in the box of life, and it is a box without walls. Once you develop the habit of overcoming limiting thoughts, you will be on your way to an action-packed life. So what does it mean to be inside a mental mind box? It is being mentally trapped on account of not having expanded your independent mind. It is letting others tell you how to be and how to act, overpowering you through manipulation and guilt. It is when fear of failure makes you sweep your ideas, whether brilliant or outlandish, back under the rug. It is when every time you want to try something new, your mind builds a wall to barricade you in. Derek Clark, our writer, said that he came from a failing background, but once he got past the fear of being a failure as a child in foster care, the only way he could go was up. He once heard a Dr. Wayne Dyer state, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. How true that is. So what if your bad habits lack ambition or have endured a life of tragedy? We need to think of these situations as personal development teachers that help us in improving our character. Throughout his life, Derek Clark had taken the opportunity to learn lessons from hard knocks. He wouldn't be a top-rated motivational speaker and an author of 6 inspirational books if he never learned or was not able to move along in a forward, positive direction. He said that even when we have every advantage in this life, we often choose not to advance in a positive direction. In his new inspirational video entitled Believe, motivational speaker Derek Clark tells more on giving up. And he says further, within you lies the power of outrage and tenacity, the determination to go after your dreams. Tell yourself that you have what it takes to push through fear and self-doubt so that you can own your life. Don't let your tough past or the mistakes that you have made defeat you. I am keeping it real. He said, I have failed so many times, but my failures did not define me nor defeat me. So we will hear more of his sharing after this reminder.
after this beautiful music.
Father God, we acknowledge your presence here in this place. For you have promised to be wherever your people gather in your name to worship you.
Times of refreshing here in your presence. No greater blessing than being with you. My soul is restored.
Within you lies the power of courage and the determination to go after your dreams. When he was a child in foster care, Derek Clark could never control his environment. But he learned one thing that he had the ability to control, and that was his attitude. Now as an adult and a parent, he has the power to find meaning in his life versus misery in his life. It is all about a shift in perspective. He said, he's always working on himself so that he can pass on to his kids generational blessings and not curses. He has learned to focus on right now at this moment. That is all he really has to make it happen. "You are full of endless potential," he said. "Your hope and greatness can become contagious. Believe it and live it." He hopes we will watch and enjoy the video and share it with others too. So, if we look at ourselves as an action taker and winner, we will no longer settle for a life filled with a poor me syndrome. When we box ourselves in, allow dreams to fade away, or let the world set limits to what we deserve, we become nothing more than robots with no purpose but to breathe in air and do just enough to get by. Most people want to make a difference in both their lives and the lives of other people, but they lack a plan of action. But guess what? The plan will not drop onto your lap and say, "Here I am." You have to make the map yourself. It is going to be a crazy maze. But once you have set your purpose and your goal, your map and compass will show you true north, and nobody will ever hold you back again. Today is your day to start a new life. It all starts with your attitude. Make your attitude your best friend and not your worst enemy, and life will deliver something great to you. These were the words of Derek Clark.
Father God, we acknowledge your presence here in this place, for you have promised to be wherever your people gather in your name to worship you.
Times of refreshing, hearing your presence, no greater blessing than being with you. My soul is restored, my mind is renewed. No greater.
God, we acknowledge your presence here in this place. You make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters.
And following on from our article earlier, there is a very beautiful scripture that I would like to share with you. And the lesson that it gives us is transforming rejection. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "Ah, he will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. That was from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21. Some thoughts from the Gospel, especially the verse, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." Of all the rejections that have been experienced throughout the ages, there is one that stands out above the rest. It is the rejection of God. And during this time of Lent, I thought this would be a good article to share and to ponder on for all of us. Jesus had nothing other than pure and perfect love in his heart. He wanted the absolute best for everyone he encountered. And he was willing to offer the gift of his life to whoever would accept it. Though many have accepted it, many have also rejected it. It is important to understand that the rejection Jesus experienced left a deep pain and suffering. Certainly, the actual crucifixion was extraordinarily painful, but the wound he experienced in his heart from the rejection of so many was his greatest pain and caused the greatest of suffering. Suffering in this case was an act of love, not an act of weakness. Jesus did not suffer interiorly because of pride or a poor self-image. Rather, Jesus suffered because his heart hurt because he loved so deeply. And when that love was rejected, it filled him with a holy sorrow spoken of in the Beatitudes. "Blessed are they who mourn." This sort of sorrow was not the form of despair, Rather, it was a deep experience of the loss of the love of another. It was holy and a result of his burning love for all. When we experience rejection, it is hard to sort out the pain we feel. It is very hard to let the hurt and anger we feel turn into a holy sorrow, which is the effect of motivating us toward a deeper love of those whom we mourn over. This is difficult to do, but is what our Lord did. The result of Jesus doing this was the salvation of the world. Imagine if Jesus would have simply given up. What if, at the time of his arrest, Jesus would have called on the myriads of angels to come to his rescue? What if he would have done this thinking, "These people are not worth it"? The result would have been that we would have never received the eternal gift of salvation by his death and resurrection. Suffering would not have been transformed into love. So today, let us reflect upon the deep truth that rejection is potentially one of the greatest gifts we have to fight against evil. It is potentially one of the greatest gifts because it all depends on how we ultimately respond. Jesus responded with perfect love when he cried out, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." This act of perfect love in the midst of his ultimate rejection enabled him to become the cornerstone of the church and therefore the cornerstone of new life. We are called to imitate this love and to share in his ability to not only forgive, but to also offer the holy love of mercy. When we do, we also will become a cornerstone of love and grace for those who need it. So, how can we respond to this beautiful message from the scripture in Gospels and Matthew's Gospel? Perhaps you can ask the Lord to help us be that cornerstone. We can ask him to help us not only forgive every time we get hurt, but to let us also offer love and mercy in return. We are the divine and perfect example of his love, of this love. May I share this same love, crying out with you, Father, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." For Jesus, we trust in you.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking office for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Always kaming may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, Si Papa at si Mama, si Ate at si Kuya, laging magkasama sa hirap at ginhawa. Si Tito at si Tita, si Lolo at si Lola, hindi nag-aaway, lahat sana ay maligaya.
Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, boogie-boogie pa, tango-tango boogie-cha-cha.
Greetings, 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 and congratulations to the newly installed Knights of Rizal for Auckland Chapter. We'd like to congratulate and we'd like to thank our His Excellency Ambassador Sir Gary Domingo for officiating the installation of the five new Knights of Rizal. And also congratulations to the five knights that were exalted to the second degree. Congratulations to all of you, and of course especially to Sir Sam Dignadisi for having been elevated to the knight commander.
Knight commander. It's Auckland chapter ng yes, Knights of Rizal.
Congratulations to everyone. And happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to a very good friend, Romel Habla. Happy birthday, Romel. Asa man tama ni hapon, karong gabi, Idong. What time is ibang text, Dong? Happy birthday. Huwag ka itong tanan nga nag-birthday, Tito Oscar. Happy birthday is yung tanan. Huwag ka itong nag-celebrate ta ilang wedding anniversaries, no? Happy wedding anniversary too.
Asa man din ang Tamil?
Yes, Dong. Asa naman ta, Dong Romel? Huwag pa ko sa imong text, Dong. Joke only. You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Doon sa Good Shepherd Parish, Balmoral, 11:30. No, Tito Oscar?
So yeah, 11:30. Magkita ta dito, no?
So, see you there. And also be aware that there is a Migrant Services, Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy Migrant Services that's available for anyone who would be in need or who would like to know information, especially the new arrivals. So, Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy Migrant
Advisory Services.
Advisory Services. Yes.
Okay.
And Tito Oscar.
Yes, Tita Miriam.
I think we're nearing the end of our show. So thank you so much for being with us. Be reminded that if you want to download the show, it will be available to you an hour after 6:40. You can go to www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. That's all one word. So once again, this is 104.6 Planet FM. You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay. We hope you will have a really great Sunday tomorrow and also a good week. We pray that you will always be guided in whatever you do or plan to do for the coming week. And do keep us in your prayers and in your thoughts too. Once again, this is your Tita Miriam giving you my love and prayers.
And Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Daghang salamat o Senyor, santo ninyo. Sa mahal mo nga panalangin, alam ka na mo. Kadasig o kalikun sa pagtuo. Kaluoy o pasay lugihatan mo. Daigun ka, himayaon ka. Sa tanan nga panahon, simbahon ka, awitan ka, daigun ka, himayaon ka. Daghang salamat, viva Pitsinyo. Nagkahiusa ang tanan.